This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Dean, it's going to be a great show today because we've got some really exciting news to share.
Yes, we do. But first, let's talk about Fitted for Work, which helps women in Australia become ready, gain secure employment, and experience success in their careers. With job readiness services provided to assist women with practical skills, knowledge, self-esteem, and this is a lot of really good stuff, and know-how so that they can move forward with confidence in their careers.
And just yesterday, it was announced here at the Victorian Pride Centre where Minister for Employment, Ben Carroll, announced a $340,000 funding package to help LGBTQIA+ people access job readiness programs, which included $285,300 for Fitted for Work to deliver Project Purple, which will assist 100 transgender, non-binary and gender diverse Victorians to access employment opportunities.
So good. Now, General Manager of Fitted for Work, Melanie Brown, joins us this morning on the show to share with us the incredible work that Fitted for Work offer. Mel, thanks you for coming and joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, there you go. The mic wasn't on.
Wasn't turned up.
It's wonderful to have you here with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, firstly, let's talk about Fitted for Work. Why was there a need for an organisation like this to be created in the first place?
So we are in operation about 18 years, and our two founders actually saw the program overseas and saw a real need for women to help support them with jobs, helping get them fitted for work, outfitting, etc., and brought it to Australia, which was a wonderful opportunity and initiative. And now we're going from strength to strength. We've got 40 women in our organisation that work for us.
Wow.
And the need is just getting greater and greater, considering the, you know, the climate at the moment, the fact that the cost of living has gone up, and women are just looking for help and support. And one of those support arms is to help them get a job.
Which is so important. Now, I mentioned a whole list of different things that Fitted for Work do, but let's break it down a little bit. Can you just tell us about some of the services Fitted for Work offers women and gender diverse folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a whole holistic approach, and it's, while we have the services, we really want to focus on what the client wants. So we've our offices in Richmond, we can outfit them. So we can dress them literally in anything they need to help support them actually at the interview. We do interview skills, we do job ready prep workshops, we do makeup workshops, we do mentoring, we do coaching.
Oh, this is so good.
Yeah, as you know, like an interview and going for a job is quite daunting. And you know, it hasn't changed in a lot of years, so we want to set them up for success, and we want them to not only feel confident in the interview, get the job, but create an opportunity to help support them with meaningful employment and to keep employment. That's what we want. We want any woman, any time, to be able to avail of our service. It's all free, and to be able to, you know, walk out and go, I can feed my family, I can put a roof over my head, I've got employment, I have a meaningful job that empowers me to, you know, to be part of society.
Do you think that there is a reason why women may require more support or get judged more on the way that they do dress, that they need to access extra support in order to gain meaningful employment?
Look, I mean, you know, the gender pay gap, the fact that, you know, women bring up children, there's lots of barriers to employment. And what we find is that confidence is one of the keys to help support them actually, you know, feel empowered to go and get that job for themselves.
And I mean, when we're thinking about it, really, we all think, oh, well, you've got to do this. You know, you've learned a certain pathway for many different people. Because when we're talking about women, that's lots of women of different ages and experiences. A lot more younger women are going, I can make my own way. I can do my own pathway. But for a lot of other people, you know, they thought, I've got to raise a family. Things have had to be derailed. And just being thrown into that world again can be very difficult. So it's great to have this setting things up and helping them get fitted for work.
Yeah. So clothing is such an important way for you to put yourself forward in the workplace. But for many in our communities, it can be a struggle to put your best foot forward when you can't access the right clothing for the job. Why is the way that you look so important to get the role?
Well, for any woman and anybody feeling confident to be able to walk in with clothes that fit, that they feel comfortable in, that, you know, look, make them look and feel good is really important. And we've amazing staff and volunteers and that style them so that it's something that they're comfortable wearing.
Mm.
So yesterday, the funding for Project Purple was announced here at the Pride Centre, which is a pretty huge milestone in elevating the commitment that Fitted for Work have for creating pathways for those in our communities to enter the workforce as their authentic selves. So you must be pretty pleased to be able to focus this work on helping transgender, non-binary and gender diverse Victorians to be able to find the right fit for them for employment.
We are. We really are. We actually had a pilot Project Purple pilot last year that was really successful. And as a result of that, with the partnership with the Victorian government, we can now go ahead and provide support not only for, 100, which is our milestone, but actually, you know, we want to really push that and get as many women as possible or women that, that want our help.
So with that pilot program, was that the same kind of thing that's coming on to figure it out or just on a smaller level to show the success?
It was a smaller level and certainly we had support, to be able to do that. And now we're moving into things like training for all our staff to make sure, you know, they're confident and comfortable and supported to help support these women.
Yeah. It's such an important thing.
In order to access the support that you do offer, is there a referral program or can people just look it up and put their names down? How do people access the support?
Yeah, if you're listening and need support to find work or know someone needing support to get in touch, you just go to our website, fittedforwork.org, or you call 1-800-418-532.
So simple.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Now, lastly, surely there's a way that any of us can help further with Fitted for Work. Can we donate clothes or something? Is there a way that we can support as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have the most amazing donations. So we love people to donate their clothes. We love people to volunteer with us. We have a great bunch of volunteers that help and support, you know, run our organisation. And also, cash donations is always wonderful and it really helps the cause.
Well, you can find out more about that at fittedforwork.org. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mel. Now, you were hearing all the calamity and chaos that's been going on in Rach's life for the past week, and you had a bit of a tip for maybe helping that out.
Yes, because obviously your accent is giving away that you might have some luck of the Irish.
Well, fingers crossed, because the Irish are very superstitious. But one of the things we kind of hold on to is we're quite positive and we say, hopefully, bad things only happen in threes. So after three, you're done.
Okay, well, hopefully it's just been 3 days.
Well, it's been longer than 3 days now. I'm hoping it's not going to be 3 weeks, but maybe the three will turn around in a different way. Mel, thank you so much for coming and joining us this morning, for sharing all the information that we know so far about Project Purple and the great work that Fitted for Work are doing. You can find out more about Fitted for Work at fittedforwork.org.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.